Module 9. Listening 2. Page 143. Exercise 2. You will hear two nutritionists, Faye Wells and George Fisher, discussing methods of food production. For questions 1 to 5, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Food, we might say, is always on our minds. Here today in the studio, we have nutritionists Faye Wells and George Fisher, who'll be talking about methods of food cultivation and related issues that concern us all. Faye, let's kick off with the hot potato of the day, genetically modified foods.
Yes, you do hear a lot of hype from certain quarters on this topic. But let's face it, public concern isn't helped by the fact that the various scientific reports available seem to leave you none the wiser. On the one hand, you've got a group that's finding GM foods to be quite safe and actually applauds them as a way of dealing with food shortages in certain countries. Then there's another view that condemns them as potentially dangerous to health and insufficiently trialled, whilst at the same time pointing out, quite reasonably by the way, that the use of GM crops hasn't actually made a dramatic difference to levels of food production worldwide. In my view, it's high time that science spoke with one voice on this issue.
So, George, are organic foods the safest option then?
Well, people are horrified to hear the level of herbicide and pesticide residues that remains in fruit and vegetables, even after they've been carefully washed, because they go straight into our system. Organic foods are one way round that. They don't come cheap, though, so it's not currently an option for low-income groups, although that could come if mass production brings economies of scale. And the residues retained in fruit and vegetables do vary, so some are safer to buy non-organically than others. It's not an area that many consumers are clued up about, but there's no excuse for that because there's plenty of factual information available online. The other aspect of eating organically, by the way, that people often forget about is meat eating. Many people prefer to buy organic meat since it doesn't contain the amount of antibiotics and growth hormones that normal meat does.
So, what else is new on the food production front?
Well, there's a movement afoot in the direction of something called vertical farming. It's an attempt, as the name suggests, to make use of vertical, mainly city centre space. Architects have designed skyscrapers filled with orchards and fields that have the potential to produce crops all the year round. The only drawback, as things stand at the moment, would be the prohibitive cost of the artificial lighting required. I know the idea sounds a bit far-fetched, pie in the sky, we might say, but it's not impossible that this vision might become a reality one day. Already, urban rooftop farming is being developed, plus some special greenhouses containing multiple racks of vegetables are in use in various parts of the world.
Another development, which sounds a bit spooky to me, is that of using nanotechnology in this area. Basically, we're talking here about atomically modified foods containing invisibly small additives. Some nanoscale additives and pesticides are already on the market, and this looks as if it might change the face of the large-scale food industry. To me, it seems like it will confuse the picture even more as regards what we're putting in our stomachs. What will be classified as ingredients?
Yes, you're not wrong there. I believe some dietary supplements are also being manufactured using nanotechnology. Personally, I think that if people follow a reasonably healthy, well-balanced diet, they don't really need to take extra vitamins, certainly not on a long-term basis anyway.
So, where would you stand on all this, Faye?
Actually, I'm just wondering whether people might just not react against all of these developments and, to be on the safe side, go back to more traditional forms of self-sufficiency. I'm feeling quite tempted myself to go and buy a goat and a few chickens and start planting lots of vegetables. In fact, I've been doing some personal research into this area and I've picked up a few valuable ideas. Like if you set up a self-sufficient small holding or farm, you've got to be prepared to deal with an incredible barrage of rules and red tape, and you've no choice but to toe the line. Secondly, organic horticulture on a large scale needs quite a bit of investment. Though, of course, you can simply concentrate your energies on cultivating enough crops for your own use.
Track 12.